Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Mark Baer, Associate Professor of Acting and Directing at Indiana University Northwest, Theater Northwest. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Oh, great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So we're going to talk about your 10-minute play festival, of course, but
yes.
You're going through a big transition there right now.
That's right. Well, for the entirety of my 6 years at Indiana University Northwest, the performing arts has been housed with fine arts off campus at a Grant Street location,
right.
A temporary facility. We've called it Theater Northwest on Grant at 3660 Grant Street.
And used to be a grocery store.
That's right, a grocery store. And our theater building used to be a Hollywood Video, I believe.
Sexy.
Right. And so over the last 5 years or so, the state has granted $45 million to Indiana University Northwest to replace Tamarack Hall, right. Which listeners will remember. We have a new arts and sciences building opening up on Broadway, right on the main campus. That building will include a 500-seat main stage, a 100-seat flexible studio theater, and all the supporting performing arts facilities. So we're moving from our little Hollywood Video back to a really state-of-the-art facility.
That's fantastic. I remember when Tamarack Hall opened. It was sort of like when I made my premiere on Earth, and it was right around the same era. And the lady who lived across the street from us played Agnes Gooch in a Gary Player's production of Auntie Mame.
Oh.
On the Tamarack Hall stage.
Well, I've heard so many good memories of that space, and
yeah.
I only got to see it post flood.
Yeah.
So I was there, and I saw the 600 seats and the kind of very high proscenium stage.
Right.
Our new stage will be of a similar size, like I said, 500 seats, but a semi-thrust with very stadium seating to bring those
That's
500
nice.
People as close. It's going to feel very modern, different from most other theaters in Northwest Indiana.
And the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra performed at the old Tamarack Hall a lot and is going to help open the opening weekend.
That's right. Chancellor Lowe will be hosting on August 25th. He'll be hosting our dedication ceremony. And then that evening, he's sponsoring a performance of the Northwest Indiana Symphony. That'll be the first performance in the new space.
Yeah, great. And our first performance in Gary in a long time, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, where we started. So tell us about this 10-minute play festival.
Yeah. Well, it's a really exciting time at IU Northwest in performing arts. Our department is growing leaps and bounds. We're up to 20 or 25 majors and minors in addition. And so they've been working hard this semester. My directing one class and my acting two class work together on creating 10-minute plays that are chosen and entirely student-produced. So we'll have 7 10-minute plays. That adds up to about a 90-minute show with transitions and whatnot. They're really diverse. Some of them are dramatic and intense, and some of them are comic, and some of them are political. And it's one of my favorite events because it's just, entirely student driven and always surprising in that way to me.
How long does it take for the students to prepare these one-act productions?
Right. Well, they've been working on it all semester. Each 10-minute play, I recommend the directors schedule about 20 hours of rehearsal for the 10-minute play, leading up over the 4 or 5 weeks going up. But the process starts even before that when the students go through a mock professional audition process, right? I teach the directors how to run an audition and the actors how to prepare for an audition. And we run it just like they were in Chicago with their, an actor has a 5-minute time slot and has to present a monologue and all of that. So that is all part of the experience of working together.
How many students are involved in the whole festival?
At least 25.
Okay.
At least 25. And we even have a couple of community members who are in casts in addition to that.
Oh, that's neat. Wow. So, okay. When does it go up?
The dates are next week, April 28th and 29th at 7:30. And the performances are free. So you can make reservations. If you want to be sure that you have a seat, you can make reservations by going to iun.edu/theater. The performances are free to the public.
And if I'm a high school student in Northwest Indiana, how can I learn more about Theater Northwest.
Well, we really want you to come learn about us. Again, that website, iun.edu/theater. But you can make an appointment with our secretary, Sherry Sweeney, at 219-980-6810. That number's on the website, of course. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to meet with anybody interested. We have scholarships available, and this program is onward and upward with a new facility and lots of positive energy.
Right here in Northwest Indiana.
Yeah.
This great theater program. That's great.
I'm telling you, compare us to Chicago schools. We are very affordable and very personable.
Great. Well, thanks, Mark, for being here to tell us about the festival and the plans coming. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.